Never Let Me Go GCSE podcast script. Intro music fades in and out. Host, hello, and welcome to the study guide podcast for Kazuo Ishiguro's Never Let Me Go. I'm your guide, and today we're going to break down this incredible novel to help you secure top marks in your OCR GCSE English Literature exam. Never Let Me Go isn't a story of grand rebellions or epic battles. It's a quiet, haunting novel about memory, identity, and what it truly means to be human. We'll explore the tragic world of Kathy, Tommy, and Ruth and give you the tools to analyze it with confidence.
Core concepts.
Host, let's start with the novel's core. One of the first things examiners want to see you discuss is the dystopian setting and the characters' passivity. Why don't they run? Why do they accept their fate as donors? Ishiguro deliberately creates a world where rebellion seems impossible. The characters are conditioned from birth at places like Hailsham. They're controlled not by fences, but by language and psychology. Words like donation and completion are euphemisms, softer terms for a brutal reality. A top-tier analysis will argue that their passivity is the central tragedy. Ishiguro is exploring how systems of power can make people complicit in their own suffering. Next, you must get to grips with Kathy H.'s narrative voice. She's a retrospective narrator telling the story as she looks back on her life. This is crucial. Ask yourself, is her memory reliable? She admits she might be misremembering things. This isn't a flaw in the book, it's a deliberate technique by Ishiguro. It highlights the theme of memory's fragility and how we construct our own life stories to find meaning. In your essays, analyze the effect of this. For instance, you could write, Ishiguro's use of a first-person retrospective narrator in Kathy H. forces the reader to question the objectivity of memory, mirroring the clone's own uncertain search for identity. This brings us to identity, art, and the soul. The students at Hailsham create art for Madame's gallery. They believe this art is a window to their souls, proof that they are as human as the normals they were cloned from. This is their desperate hope for a deferral, a chance to live. When they discover the gallery's true purpose was simply to show they had souls at all, it's devastating. The key motif here is the cassette tape, Songs After Dark, which represents Kathy's private emotional world and her yearning for connection. Analyzing motifs like this is essential for AO2 marks. Finally, the theme of love and loss is woven through the tragic love triangle of Kathy, Tommy, and Ruth. Their relationships are shaped by their confined world. Ruth's betrayals, Tommy's rages, and Kathy's quiet observations are all products of their environment. Their struggle to hold on to each other, as symbolized by Tommy's fantasy of the river, is a powerful metaphor for the human condition in the face of mortality. They never let go of each other, even as their lives are systematically taken from them. Exam tips in common, mistakes, host. Now for the crucial exam technique. First, a huge tip for a high grade, structure your essays thematically, not chronologically. Don't just retell the plot. An examiner will be far more impressed if you can trace a theme, like loss, from Hailsham, through the cottages, and into the final donations. This shows a conceptual understanding of the novel. Second, this is a closed book exam, so you need to memorize a few anchor quotes. These are versatile quotes you can adapt to many questions. A great one is Tommy's line about the river, where two people are in the water trying to hold on to each other, holding on as hard as they can, but in the end, it's just too much, and they've got to let go. You could use that for love, loss, fate, or passivity. Now, for common mistakes. The biggest is referencing the film. The exam is on the novel, and the ending is different. Stick to Ishiguro's text. Another pitfall is judging the characters. Don't write that they should have escaped. The top-marked answers will analyze why Ishiguro constructed them to be so compliant. Focus on the writer's methods.
Quick-fire recall quiz.
Host. All right, let's test your recall. 1 point for each. Ready? 1. What is the euphemism for dying?
Pause.
Completing.
2.
What is the name of the cassette tape Kathy loses?
Pause.
Songs After Dark by Judy Bridgewater.
3. Who is the guardian that tells the students their fate?
Pause.
Miss Lucy.
4. What object symbolizes Ruth's dream of a normal life and future?
Pause.
Her possible's office.
How did you do?
If you got all 4, fantastic. If not, that's your homework. Summary and sign off.
Host.
So, to summarize, Never Let Me Go is a novel about the quiet tragedy of accepting the unacceptable. To succeed in the exam, you must focus on Ishiguro's craft.
analyze Kathy's unreliable narration, the symbolic motifs like the tape and the boat, and the structural journey from the false paradise of Hailsham to the grim reality of the recovery centers. And always, always link your points back to the question, focusing on how and why Ishiguro presents his ideas. Thanks for listening. Go back to the text, explore these ideas, and you'll be well on your way to achieving an excellent grade. Music fades in and ends.